famine in Madagascar, climate change, and the profit system to blame. The Everett, Southeast London Socialist Party. The problems that climate change will pose for food production are already being felt in Madagascar. The country's south has faced 4 years of back-to-back droughts which have wiped out harvests. As a result, the country is facing a severe famine, one of the first in the world, that the United Nations World Food Programme is calling a direct consequence of climate change. People have been relying on raw cactus fruit, seeds, and locusts to sustain them, as this is all they can find to eat, in a situation that is due to get worse. The number of Madagascans facing extreme starvation is predicted to hit 1.3 million at the end of this year. The unequal effect of climate change, where countries with little wealth, and which produce little CO2 will see the worst impacts of the warming planet, is laid bare. The devastating extreme heat in the country will only worsen as the planet warms further, and it is only through a socialist, planned economy that we can really alleviate the threat of climate change. In order to move climate heating industries to zero carbon emissions, we need democratic international planning and investment. To do that, we need to eradicate the market-based system which is concerned only with short-term profits, and takes no account of non-monetizable factors like climate or pollution. Even capitalist economists talk of the market failure inherent in the capitalist system, which will therefore never allow us to reach zero carbon. Socialism means removing the profit motive, and allocating resources democratically on the basis of need. Under socialism, the environment would be respected, and production would be organized to ensure what we create is geared towards meeting needs,